massive increase in human misery, suffering, pain, and death that results.
Crime causes human misery, suffering, pain, and death.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another wonderful episode of WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This is episode number 33, coming at to you live on June 1st, 2011. Well, not exactly live. It's live for us at the moment, but by the time you hear this, it'll be a recording. So we're here to do another wonderful podcast. I am your host, John Overall, and with me is my ever-lovely, sexy co-host,
Laura Mathis.
And she's going to be carrying most of the show this week because I've had an extremely busy week. This week, Laura did more work than I did. It's going to be on customizing your login page. And, As I said, I've had a crazy week, and I was looking for a rant to rant on this week, and initially I was going to go on internet crazies, but hey, I couldn't find any real internet crazies. But truth is my youngest son, my 2-year-old, he's been pretty sick this past week, and I spent a couple of days cleaning up puke and vomit and all the other good stuff that comes out of both ends. So it's always lovely. Tons of fun. You're not a true parent until you get projectile vomit landing on your shirt and your chest, right? Isn't that right, Laura? You know all about that.
Yeah.
Every parent knows about that eventually. They get that projectile vomit all over them. So at any rate, though, we're going to have a great time. We've got some wonderful stuff on our podcast for you this week, and hopefully you thoroughly enjoy it. Check out the show notes as we go through it all. First thing we have to do, though, is we have to redo our shout-outs from last episode. For some reason, when I listened back to the podcast, the one section on shout-outs truncated itself and have no clue as to why. It just stomped all over itself and got wrapped around itself. So we're going to try and do that again this week, and hopefully the people that gave us the little bits of information that were in last week's show notes actually get themselves on the air this week. And first off, we're going to let Laura take it. And do you want to take that little shout-out you have there, Laura?
Yeah, I had a comment left from Raul. He said, thanks for the information on the plugins. He says he's a big fan of the All-in-One SEO plugin, and he had no idea that there were more useful ones. And thanks again. Want to thank Raul for leaving the comment on my site.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. You end up with comments on your site. I don't get any in mine. It must be the female component, huh?
I was so excited I got a comment.
Yeah, I'm waiting for ones to appear on my site. Or even at iTunes. Remember, folks, you can leave us comments on iTunes. I'd like to make a nice shout-out about the great students I've had so far at Q College, and I've had a couple additional students since the last podcast. So just want to let know I appreciate the fact that the students are enjoying themselves and learning quite a bit for WordPress. And if you need to learn WordPress and you're in the Victoria area, you can sign up for it at Q College or contact me, and we can arrange private tutoring lessons if need be. So what do we've got for, let's move on to World of WordPress News. What do we got for World of WordPress News this week? Well, the first bit of news we have, found a nice article here that discusses 8 years of WordPress. Yes, WordPress turned 8 years old last week, so it's still, in that young before 10 stage where it's still all about me, 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 huh? So, at any rate, though, you can go check it out. It's a really great article. It shows how WordPress has advanced and changed. It's got a pretty cool-looking gallery showing you all the different things that have occurred to WordPress over the last 8 years. It really is truly kind of amazing. I mean, I've been involved in WordPress for just 3.5 years or so, and it's been kind of amazing to watch it grow in that period of time. Another piece of news we've got here. I found this really interesting WordPress 3.1 theme you can download. It's called Splendio, and it comes with the PSD source files, and I believe, again, it's based on Genesis, if I remember correctly, from looking at it before. So if you've got Genesis, you can download this plugin, and or not plugin, but this theme, and get the PSD files to go with it. It's actually a pretty cool looking theme. I thought it was pretty decent.
Yeah, it looked like a pretty decent one.
So it's something you might want to check out if you're looking for a new theme for your site and you don't want to put out any money if you happen to already have the Genesis package. Then I stumbled across something new today. I didn't even realize this was occurring. It tells you how much I've been paying attention the last couple of weeks. And I didn't know that Google had added a new social networking button, what they call the Plus One button. And I guess they launched it today or yesterday or something. And already people are racing to produce you plugins that will allow you to simply add it to your WordPress website. But in the meantime, there's a nice link to an article here that tells you how to add it to your website by adding a bit of code to your website. And the Plus One button looks to be kind of interesting. Did you read up on that article there, Laura?
A little bit. I was looking at it on Google. Went to Google to look for it, and it, you can sign up for it. It's in the demo process at the moment, it looked like, still.
Most of Google's stuff is always in a demo process, so. Hard to say. But at any rate, it'll be interesting to watch how it works out and see if they're going to make a dent on Facebook, because this is their attempt at the... this is Google's answer to the Facebook like button.
Yeah, to the like button.
But the one thing it did mention was they tie this not only into the social network, but they tie it into the search engine itself. So if someone does a search for a page and it's been plus one, then that plus one will appear in the search listings, showing that people have approved that. So this might make a world of difference in the Google engine, but it'll be interesting to see how it pans out.
Yeah.
So other than that,
looking forward to the plugin so I don't have to go add code.
Yeah, well, I'll probably wait for the plugin. I don't feel like adding code. I got enough things to do on my plate besides go add code to my website and then figure out how to fix it if it breaks. It's easier to deal with a plugin. Just turn it on or off. So the other piece of news we've got is San Francisco WordCamp, where it all began for WordCamp. They have a call out for speakers, and they're accepting speaker proposals all the way through June 15th. So they're looking for people with good public speaking skills, specialized knowledge or expertise that makes you the best possible person to talk about your subject, a unique point of view, a love of WordPress, and a desire to give something back to the community. Now, one thing to keep in mind, this is something I've learned about WordPress speakers, even no matter where you go to do speak at a WordCamp, you will expect to not get paid for it. They may be able to cover your expenses, but that would be the most they would do for you, is cover your expenses. They would most likely try to bill at you to avoid paying for a hotel. WordPress tries to do everything on the cheap for WordCamps, and by doing that, they keep the price of tickets down to somewhere around $50-$75. Which is the ultimate goal. So anybody and everybody can attain go to a WordCamp, unlike a social media camp, which costs a couple $300 to go to. So this is the big difference. And WordCamp is quite good. I have been involved at the WordCamp here in Victoria for the last 3 years, and I've spoken at the last 3 WordCamps for Victoria. And I'm hoping to continue speaking there, but you know, eventually they'll have enough good speakers that'll push me right out. So that pretty much covers our news. Do you have anything in the news for us there, Laura?
Mm-mm. No, that was what I had found on the WordCamp call for speakers.
Okay. So we're going to move on now to our plugins, our list of plugins for this week that we're comparing. I know about a couple of them, but most of them, we're going to leave it up to Laura to carry us through this episode and explain to us all the wonderful things, because she was able to do the research this week and I wasn't. Well, you know, that happens. It's amazing how life gets in the way sometimes. So you want to start off with the first one there, Laura, and carry us on?
The first one is Private WordPress Access Control Manager. And this one we actually use on one of our sites for our business that we wanted to make sure it was private and blocked from the general public. Public. It's easy to manage, and you can see who can, you can allow who you want to access your blog or certain parts of it. You can set it so the whole site is private or just certain parts of it. And when they go to the website, it'll tell them that they need to be logged in to view it. So it's kind of a nice one if you need to have your site private for any reason. I mean, sometimes that does occur.
Well, more often than one would think, it's sometimes very necessary. I know I've got a couple of clients that are building family sites, and they only want their families to access the sites. So
yeah,
this sounds like the perfect kind of plugin for them.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's real easy to set up, and it's got a settings manager that you just go in and click if you want it to be public or not, and it'll set all the settings for you, or you can go in and set the settings. It actually has... Let me get back to my notes here. It actually has quite a bit of settings. I mean, under the basic settings, it's got 25 different security settings that you can check.
Wow.
There's really a lot to this plugin. You can really get into details on it. I just kind of used the basic, the setup assistant, because I just wanted it blocked from everyone. So.
Cool.
But it has a lot of settings that you can go in and play with and make it how you want it.
Well, that's a nice plugin. Okay, yeah. So let's go on to the next plugin.
The Theme My Login. You're familiar with this one.
Well, I'm familiar with Theme My Login because I use it quite a bit. It's actually a pretty nice plugin. I used to use a different login plugin until I discovered Theme My Login. What Theme My Login does for you, and from my experience with it, is it gives you a widget that you can throw into any one of your widgetized areas of your site. And what that widget is a login window, username, password, so you can log in there. The nice thing is if someone did type in wp-admin, instead of being taken to the back end like they normally would, it redirects to a page that is built upon whatever theme your website is made of. So your login appears in the middle of, say it's a page in your theme. So it helps keep your login looking like the rest of your site, which is very nice if you've got a site where people will actually be logging into it for doing different things. Mm-hmm. It allows for redirection. So when people log in, it gives them, you can create a menu for them. So one of the things I do with my clients when I create it for them, I set it up so that when they log in, a menu appears, and it gives them quick links to add a post, add a... change something, their profile, things of that nature, although it's not so much necessary now with the advent of the toolbar up above, but not everybody's used to that toolbar now yet. So it's pretty good. I like that. That's the one thing I do like about Theme My Login. It's got those wonderful advantages to it. Mm-hmm. What do you discover about Theme My Login that might be different from that?
Oh no, that's about it. I like this one because the way it matches your theme, it does it. Just it throws it, it uses your templates from your theme and makes it all look the same, you know, uniform throughout your site.
Okay, so we want to move on to the next plugin, and this one here is another one, and that Laura has most of the info on, and this one here is called Login Lock. Wow, that one's a tongue twister. Say that one 10 times fast. Login, lock, login, lock, lock, blah, 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 blah. Wrap your tongue right up around your head with that one. So go ahead and tell us about it, Laura.
This one, it enforces strong password selections, monitors logins attempts. You can set it so if someone logs in, or has a login fail, you know, 3 times, 5 times, however many times you want to set it, it'll block their IP address, and you can set for how long their IP address is blocked.
That's useful.
Yeah. And then you can manually unblock the IP addresses at any time. It has a emergency lockdown feature, so if your site gets hacked, you can automatically log everybody out, and it'll send them an email saying they need to come back in and create new passwords.
Hey. That's kind of
cool.
Which
is kind of a neat feature. You can set your password policies, so if they have to have how many letters in it, if it needs to contain special characters.
That's good. That means you can make it so that enforce strong passwords.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I really like the idea of the emergency lockdown feature. I mean, it is kind of a neat one, and I like the way that it'll block the IPs if people are... trying to log in that don't belong there.
That might be actually a pretty decent plugin just to slap onto your site, even if you're not going to let people log in, because what it would do is it would stop the attempted hackers from your site. You block them without having to worry about it. You can just make a permanent long list of people, because if you're the only one that's supposed to log into your site, anyone else attempting to log in and failing, have them blocked out after like three failures. And don't let it unblock. Just leave them permanently blocked. You don't want their IPs hitting your website ever again anyway.
Yeah, if they're trying to hack it and get in.
Yeah. That's actually pretty interesting. I might consider throwing that onto a few of mine.
Yeah, and the only thing it said was that on the emergency lockdown is if you have more than 100 users, it said it may end up, you may end up getting a notice because it's thrown out so many emails.
Oh.
So it said it may flag that with how many emails get sent out.
That would all depend on your hosting provider. Some hosting providers freak out if you if your account sends out more than 90 or 100 emails at a time, because that's that's often a sign of a spammer. Sending out lots of emails, although since I have my own servers, I've noticed in the last months when a spammer gets on, they tend to stay in this lower level of around 70 emails a minute or so, trying to keep below the minimum to keep from flagging stuff.
From flagging it.
So they're learning. They're getting smarter, unfortunately. It was much easier to deal with the spammers and hackers when they were stupid. You know, as they gain an intelligence, it makes it harder for us to shut them down.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we got for the final one here?
The final one?
Yeah, you've got one here called Login Configurator.
I think I got two more or three more left.
Oh, do you? They're not in notes here. Oh.
Yeah, they are.
Well, not in my notes. You must have
custom
them in.
Custom login screen is the next one on here. I'm looking at the same notes. It says you're viewing it.
Oh, there we go. Okay. I ended up scrolling down too far. Never mind. You gotta love when the scroll page makes it too far. Well, you know, okay. So, I'm sorry.
Says
my mistake.
You're viewing.
No, it doesn't. It's lying. I'm not
the
there. No, it's not. I'm not really there. It's all in your mind. Okay.
The next one's custom login screen.
Okay.
This one's kind of fun to play around with. It lets you create your own theme, so you can have it to match your site or whatever, but it changes. You can add in a photo for your background. You can change the color of the text. You can change the font. You can change
That'd be interesting.
The font size. I mean, it really a lot that you can do. You can add in your own logo, so instead of going to the regular login with the WordPress logo, you can put in your company logo, so when they go to it, they'll see the picture from your site your background picture and your own logo there. It has a message box that you can use. This one's pretty neat. You can create a custom message, change the colors. It really has a lot of options that you can set up and change with this one and make a nice looking login screen.
I like that. That's kind of a neat idea. That could be useful for some client sites.
Yeah, it was kind of fun to play with that one.
All right, so tell us again about...
It's a nice looking login.
Excellent. Well, okay, so tell us now about the Super Slider plugin, login.
The Super Slider, if you're familiar with any, we've talked about some of the Super Slider, I think we talked about the menu before. They've got quite a list of plugins that they offer, but their login one, it creates a slide-in login panel that I think it looked like it could only go on the left-hand side. I don't know if it went on the right, but it creates a little button, and you click on the arrow, and it pops out, and it's got your login information there. Once you're actually logged in on the site, it gives you all the options. If you want to create a new post, if you want to start a new page, give you your settings options. It actually created quite a long menu list that is there that you can access your back end from real easily.
Yeah, I saw that briefly when I just went and took a look at the page for it. So, sounds like it might be pretty decent. Might have to try that one. But I noticed that it uses MooTools.
Yeah, I didn't know what the MooTools.
Well, MooTools is a JavaScript package, and there are times where plugins conflict with each other using MooTools. In particular, where I've noticed an issue in the past has been with Dynamic Content Gallery, and I can't remember the other plugin, where they were both fighting over who got to use the MooTools. And that's what I have seen with plugins that use MooTools. If you have a couple, three or four plugins using MooTools on your site, you could end up with some conflicts.
Okay.
So that's something to be aware of when you're looking at this. So basically what you do is you decide what's your most important plugins, make sure those are working, and then add like something like this into it. So keep yourself in mind for that. All right, so now we're on to the last one.
The login configurator?
Configurator. Login configurator. Configurator.
This one's similar to the private one. It you can have it set so that they have to be logged in to see the site. You can have it off or on. You can allow them a teaser for they can just see the home page but have to be logged in to see other pages.
Yep.
Can set it for posts that they are forced to log in when they want to see the full post. It didn't have a widget or anything with it, but you could set. You could put in a message on the login page. You could leave a message there. You can add a message box with the title to the login form.
Yeah, that's interesting.
You can set a URL for a new logo on the login page. You can set the URLs for the link on the logo.
That's decent.
You can whitelist certain URLs to the site to remain unprotected.
Cool.
But, yeah, it was another privacy one.
Okay.
It was real simple, easy to set up.
Well, there you have it, folks. There's a wonderful selection of login configuration plugins to anything from protecting your site outright to just making your login look cool and more enjoyable. So you might want to go check them out, find one that you like. I know that one of the ones I use most often is the Theme My Login because it's very simple, easy to use, requires very little effort. And as I said, there's a couple here that I'll probably check out. The private Access Control Manager looks like I'll probably check out. And probably the Super Slider one. I'll probably be giving those a try on a couple of sites.
Like, and the Theme My Login, that one works with your Gravatars too.
Oh, yeah. I forgot
Doesn't
about
it?
That. That throws
the,
up your Gravatars.
Link, your Gravatar picture.
Yeah. So, yeah, that'll make it kind of cool. So, in closing, what we've got coming up here in future podcast is, in the future podcast, we've got 10 random plugins coming up for you in next podcast. And basically what that is I've just chosen 10 plugins at random because we've basically been having themes around everything. And that's actually pretty cool. Nice photo. Wow, that's impressive. I'm sorry, I just went off on a rant, folks. My wife handed me her iPhone that our 4-year-old loves to play with, and he has this fantastic thing of taking the camera on it, taking loads of photos, and he took a wonderful photo of my wife and our 2-year-old. That's a very nice shot. I like that. That's very good. So, quite impressive. You know, it's kind of impressive what a 4-year-old can do with an iPhone. It's very scary what my 4-year-old can do with an iPhone. He likes to download YouTube videos. I really don't want to look at the history sometimes. So, at any rate, what was I talking about? Oh, yes, our 10 random plugins.
Basically, what
I'd done was I chose 10 plugins at random because we've been doing themes around our plugins, and I just thought it would be cool to just yank 10 plugins out of thin air and throw them all together, and that's what we'll be testing and checking out. I've already got the list together, and sometime this next week we'll get them all checked out for you. And coming up, podcast after that, is one for WordPress backup plugins. And the reason for that is this past week I was on one of the forums I happened to hang out on, webproworld.com, and hanging out there I got in discussion with someone over backups of the sites and realized that I've not really tested backup plugins in quite some time. All I've done is tested one or two of them. And All right, there was a minor pause there. You all didn't get to hear it. That was a side rant. At any rate, we're back on schedule, and I was talking about WordPress backup plugins where I'm overdue to do some research on backup plugins because I had settled on WPDB-Backup as the one to use. And that seems like the most popular one out there to use. But as I researched and looked at some of them, there are some other plugins that are quite fantastic out there. There are some plugins that will back up your entire site for you along with your database. There are plugins that are backup plugins that will also clean your database for you and repair your database for you on a regular basis. So I'm going to research all these different ones, and we'll be getting back to you with a list of what we found and how we think they work for you. So that'll be kind of interesting for us because, well, we manage a fair whack of websites, and backups are always important. And in closing, the other thing I want to make mention of is that Social Media Camp Victoria is happening this weekend here in Victoria. It's June 3rd, and today's the 1st, so you may or may not get this podcast before then, but if you do, I hope to see you out there at Social Media Camp Victoria, where I'm doing a WordPress workshop, and I'm looking forward to doing that. Other than that, you got anything you want to say out there to our wonderful fans there, Laura?
I was going to do the future podcast, but you...
Oh, I went into a rant about it. Do you want to make mention of something that I didn't cover?
You didn't cover? No, I didn't think about it. I was planning on that being my thing at the end.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll work on letting you have that at the end from now on then.
You always ask me what I have to say at the end, and I never have anything, so I was going to do that.
Well, there you go. See, you just got something now. So, you know, rant at me about not letting you do the closing plugins.
You took my closing thing.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. All right. Well, do you want to let folks out there know how you can be contacted?
I can be contacted through my website at lauramathis.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter at TefNuit. It's TefNuit. And you can like me on Facebook. I have a Facebook fan page at facebook.com/LauraMathis.com. And that's about it.
Alrighty. And I can be contacted at my website, which is johnoverall.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter at AuntConSue. Or you can even find me on Facebook at facebook.com/johnoverallcom. And as a final bit of note here, some of the music provided tonight for our wonderful podcast, and it's sort of making it sound pretty cool, comes from Mevio's Music Alley. You can check it out at mevio.music.com. Or, sorry, music.mevio.com.
Music, yeah.
And we got one last thing to take us out of here, and here we go. Thank you for listening tonight. It has been a pleasure serving you at WordPress plugins from A to Z, and we greatly appreciate your patronage and listening to our wonderful podcast. And this podcast is copyright johnoverall.com 2011 and may not be rebroadcast without permission from John. And some of the music that you have listened to during tonight's podcast came from Mevio Music's Alley. Mevio's Music Alley. Get that correct. Check it out at music.mevio.com. And you'll find some great music there. I'm finding and discovering some really interesting talent there. So don't forget to check it out. So that's all for now. Tune in for our next podcast coming up soon. Thank you very much. Out, we can have a little minor random conversation as we talk about it. You don't want to talk to me?
Yeah, I'll talk to you.
Well, you know.
It's okay to go up on the thing, right?
What's that?
As long as it's okay to go up live because they can hear us, right?
Oh, yeah, people can hear this, and you can hear the music, right? Yeah, well,
yeah, I can hear the music.
We'll just let the song play out to the end. I mean, you know.
It has a pretty good little beat to it.
I like it. It's an electric beat. You know. Kind of a livey up, you know. nice little finish to the podcast, and give some folks something random to listen to as we randomly talk about nothing at all. So if you're listening to this in, hey, nice to hear you guys are still here. Podcast is actually over now, though. There's very little left. Haven't you ever seen that? You ever watch the credits in the movies?
Yeah.
It's all the way through the credits, and they're like, come on the screen and says, you're still here? What are you still doing here? You can go home now.
Yeah.
You can go home. I don't know. I like to hang out, watch the credits, because it's always good to know. Everyone gets to, a lot of people work hard to do stuff. One here, well, there's two of us that work hard, sort of. Well, maybe I don't work that hard at it. And that's pretty...
checking out plugins all day today.
Were you? Find something else besides the stuff you listed?
Oh, I tried several before I picked the ones that I picked. I was installing it, and installing it, then installing it, installing another one. Because they were all login ones, so I had to put it in and then deactivate it before I could go put the next one on.
Well, yeah. You can't have them playing on top of each other.
I can pay attention to what I was doing.
I've been working on a new website that's about to launch, and we'll keep that domain quiet yet because it's going to be pretty cool when it launches. But it's using some using a great theme from Premium Press Themes, so it's going to be interesting when it launches. Hopefully in the next couple 3 weeks we'll get it launched out there and be able to announce it on the podcast along with Twitter and every other place I happen to be. Folks know. So, at any rate,
pretty caught up with World of Warcraft this week.
Yeah, we'll try to play on Friday, see if we can get some World of Warcraft happening. Gotta get my Warcraft on.
Yeah, I had fun playing Friday.
Well, that's it, folks. This looks like it's wrapping up the end of the music. Have yourselves a good evening.